The last anyone heard from Amber Tuckerow was August 18th, 2010. Her brother called her from prison while Amber was hitchhiking into Edmonton, Alberta. A man had picked Amber up, and the prison phone system recorded this.
Yo, we're not going in the city, are we? No, we're not. Then where the fuck are these roads going to?
50th Street.
50th Street. Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Amber Tuckerow's body was found 2 years later. Her case is unsolved. She is one of more than 1,000 Indigenous Canadian women who went missing or were murdered between 1980 and 2012. Connie Walker is part of a reporting project with the CBC looking at these women's cases, and she told me that Amber Tuckerow's case is not that unique.
I think that there are aspects of Amber's story that can be found in so many of the cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women, just in terms of the police investigation to start. When she was first reported missing, the police have now apologized to her family for the way that they handled that case. They admit that they didn't investigate it properly. Her mom says they told her she was out partying or that she was in Edmonton. They gave an interview to a local newspaper saying she'd been spotted in Edmonton when, in fact, they know now that wouldn't have been possible. So I think that is something that's actually a really common theme in so many of the missing and murdered Indigenous women cases is the police response or lack of response by police or lack of investigation. And the other thing I think is really common about Amber's case is the resilience of families and how incredibly strong and what fierce advocates the families of these women are, and how, you know, this is an issue that's been going on for years, if not decades, but it's really been the families who have pushed this issue into the spotlight.
Why would police not take these cases more seriously?
That's a very complicated question, and I think that's something that is going to be definitely at the forefront of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women inquiry that's set to start at the beginning of September. You know, it's not something that can be seen in isolation. I think that police in general have had not a great history with Indigenous communities in Canada. But also complicating that is just the overrepresentation of Indigenous people in the criminal justice system and the disproportionate rates of violence in communities and how that intersects with police. I think it's something that is definitely going to be investigated.
Why are there so many Indigenous women missing or murdered in Canada?
I think that it's, again, something that can't be seen in a silo, that this is one manifestation of the issues and challenges that Indigenous communities face across the country. And because of these particular vulnerabilities because of these particular issues that largely stem from the impacts of residential schools where the goal was to assimilate them, to strip them of their language, their culture, to remove their connections from families. And that obviously was incredibly devastating to whole generations of Indigenous kids and families across the country, but also colonization and some advocates and activists would say ongoing discriminatory policies against Indigenous families and children. It's made for very challenging situations. So it's not just the disproportionate rates of violence that Indigenous women face, but it's the levels of poverty, which are so much worse in Indigenous communities than across the country, the lack of access to housing, the lack of investment in education, the overrepresentation in the criminal justice system. I think that all of these things are part of the same issue. So when you're looking at the issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women, it really has to be looked at as a part of a bigger picture about what the challenges are that Indigenous communities are facing in Canada.
So there are bigger issues going on here. There's a long history here. What is the government doing now to help solve these cases of missing women?
Well, they've set up this national inquiry, which is set to launch at the beginning of September. And they say the goal of the inquiry is to help end this ongoing issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women by looking at systemic issues. So how institutions like policing, like the child welfare system, like poverty, affect Indigenous women and coming up with concrete solutions to help end that. Obviously, that's a huge task. The commissioners have been given a 2-year mandate to try to accomplish this. And I think that there is some skepticism just in terms of how much they can actually accomplish that is different than previous studies. I mean, obviously, this relationship between Indigenous people and Canada has been ongoing for 150 years. And in recent years and decades, there have been a number of commissions and studies that look at some of the same issues that this national inquiry is supposed to look at. So some people say, we know what the solutions are, we know what the issues are, and we know what we need to do to address them. And they're calling on the government to take immediate action and not wait 2 years for this commission to be over to then start taking action.
You are an Indigenous woman, Connie. What do you want people to know about these women who have gone missing?
I think that, like in all of our coverage, what I've always kept top of mind is that, you know, that these women are more than just the statistics that they represent, that these women were incredibly loved and that they have families and communities that still miss them and are still fighting for justice for them. And I think that we wanted to show a bit about how they lived and who they were, as opposed to just focusing on the violence. This is something that Indigenous communities and families have known has been an issue for years and is really something that the families of missing and murdered Indigenous women have pushed into the spotlight now. And they're saying we're not going to be ignored, and they're demanding action. So I think that, you know, that's something that this national inquiry is a result of that. And also the mainstream media attention paid to this issue is also because of the families and the work that they're doing.
Connie Walker reports on Indigenous News for the CBC. A federal inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada is set to begin this week.